'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the land,
not a creature was stirring in sea or on sand.
Sacrifices made as the moon did arise,
with hopes that Cthulhu would finally arrive.
All the creepers were sleeping with dreams in their head,
of old ones and boogeymen under their bed.
But Stace, Dave, Mike, Hero, Beth, Josh, and V
were plotting and scheming on what next to release.
When along the horizon grew a dark cloud,
with lightning so bright and thunder so loud,
away to the window we ran like a flash.
These wonderful members of your favorite podcast,
the moon barely visible in the menacing skies,
must have played tricks on all of our eyes.
A hallucination, surely, for what did we see?
But a great winged beast and eight in the lead.
With madness in mind and fear in our heart,
this must be Cthulhu now, up from the dark.
His friends had inspired awe all the same,
as we stood there in shock and whispered their names.
That's Cthuga.
Haster.
Nug.
Azathoth.
Yab, Yig, Byhadis.
And of course, Yog-Sothoth.
This must be the first wave, surely not all.
But no greater sign of humanity's fall.
With horrible cries as the beings near,
this Christmas now worse than anyone feared,
the sinister crew then came to our door.
Not one of us sure what they had in store.
We dared not run away while hiding our tears.
But suddenly they erupted in a chorus of cheers.
This demonic party brought not our demise,
but a special offer to our great surprise.
Join us, they said. We love your show.
You've helped our faith and our fandoms grow.
The earth will be ours, such is its fate.
No life will be spared but the creepers who rate.
Hop on our backs as we bring this world to ruin.
What could we say to this blissful union?
As we flew away, a great one for each.
No corner of earth escaped our far reach.
Destruction was laid upon everyone.
And as the dawn broke, our planet was done.
All that was left, a small commune for us,
and our wonderful fans who came via bus.
All eyes to the sky as the old ones away.
Then take a deep breath and collectively say,
this world is dead.
It does kind of suck.
So this is Creeper Christmas?
What the actual fuck?
Merry Christmas, Creepers. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Winter Solstice. I think there were, 36, 46 other holidays celebrated at this time of year. I don't know all of those. I'm sorry. I am an uneducated brat. Sorry. Cut that. Happy holidays, Creepers. I love you. Here's to 2016.
Hey, Creepers. I don't think that I can properly find the words to express how much it means to me that you take time out of your day to listen to this thing that we do. But I can at least start with thank you. For the Twitter talks, for the laughs, for the friendship, for the never-failing support. I know that we say it a lot, but without you guys, we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't be a podcast. The Creepers are some of the greatest people I've ever had the chance to interact with, and I hope that we continue to be a part of each other's lives for many years to come. Happy holidays to you all.
Hey, Creepers, Mike here. One thing I definitely wanted to say is I love this community. You've made me feel more welcome than any of you can possibly know. Just the games, the talks that we all have, the back and forth conversations have been mind-blowingly fun and just easy, as if we've known each other for so long. I'm happy to have met each and every one of you, and I enjoy our day-to-day interactions, although I know I'm a little bit sparse on Twitter and maybe other places as well. Although I don't say much, you know, don't feel abashed, just come out and say something to me, and if I have something witty to say in return, I'll definitely say it. Have no fear. But either way, happy Creeper Christmas, everyone. I'm so glad to be a part of this community, and I'm so glad that you're all a part of it too.
Hey Creepers, it's Hero. I know I'm normally behind the scenes cutting the episodes together, but I'm gonna hijack this for a little while. Those of you who know me know I can ramble, so I'm gonna do my best to try and keep this short despite the fact that it's probably a losing prospect. I wanted to thank each and every single one of you Creepers who have supported us at any point during our run. Ever since I've joined CAF, I've been blown away by the fan base, and I was never really sure I'd be able to be a part of a project that I had such a passion for and was able to see this kind of reaction from the fans as well. The fact that this community has come together and created something as wonderful as Creeper Christmas is just incredible to me. I can't thank you guys enough for every single tweet or message or, you know, any interaction. It genuinely is an incredible feeling for me. It's so humbling and appreciated. So let's make a deal right now. You keep sending that support in, and we will keep doing our best to get you the best content possible. Thanks, Creepers. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I love you all.
Hey, Creepers. I'm gonna turn off the Crazy Josh podcast voice and just be real as fuck right now. I really want to thank all of you for another amazing year. It's been a tough one, as you all know, but you stuck in there through it all, and we're looking forward to 2016 as the year of Cthulhu and Friends. In the 2.5 years that we've been a podcast, I've been continuously blown away by the support you guys have given us. From our first days on Twitter and meeting the OG Creepers to our Patreon campaign and the overwhelming response to Project Bombshell, you guys have blown my tits off again and again with your support. Thank you so much. You guys are why we do what we do, and I'm honored to be able to consider so many of you my friends. Have a creep-tastic Christmas, and be responsible while out sacrificing virgins to the great old one known as Santa Claus. We'll see you in January when we'll pick back up on Season 3 of Cthulhu and Friends. You know, the podcast.